Mishnah says in Daf Zayin Amud Beis that if a person is machers atzem la machers abaka, machers abaka la machers atzem, Rebbeinu Aimer hadam madim. Rebbeinu holds that you look at the money, see how much he paid, and from the money, the amount of money he paid, you could tell whether he meant to sell it or not. Ketzad amal mechayt simcha b'masam zuz, David doshen atzem la masam zuz, and therefore that would be a raya that he sold it. Chacham Aimer ema dam raya, they don't hold of this svar of adam madim. Now what are we talking about over here? The Gemara says heichidam ilam de kar litzim de tzim la bakar bakar. Pshita, tzimda zamale, bakalur zamale. So obviously he meant to sell one, not the other. Elo karli nami the bakar tzimda, but if you're talking a place where they call the bakar tzimda, then kuli zamale. Obviously he sold him everything. Letzvichad ba'asad karli litzimda tzimda v'labakar bakar. So they do call it tzimda tzimda and a bakar a bakar. Ikin nami de karli bakar tzimda, but some people call it bakar tzimda. So b'yuda savar hadamim hadiyim. But in savar in adam hadiyim, in adam raya, that's where there's a machlokes whether we say hadamim hadiyim or not. Taisus asks a kasha in the Gemara Baba Kama and Daf Membav from the Gemara there. The Gemara there says that if a person sells a shor l'chaver v'nimsa nagchen, so Rav says it's makachtai. Shmuel says he could tana l'shchita mechartiv lach. So the question is, could you tana I sold it for shchita, not for charisha? So effectively, our kasha, why don't we tell from the money? The Gemara says v'nichsi idmei radiyul redin idmei nichsasal l'nichsasal. Let's see how much he paid for it. Did he pay the price of a shor l'shchita or the price of a shor l'ridya? For a charisha, that you should be able to figure out from the dam. So, effect is a kasha, but what do you mean? The Gemara over here says that Rabbanan don't hold of a dam and deal, that's only according to Rabbi Yehuda. So, how could it be that the Gemara over there in Baba Kama is asking a kasha, which should be able to be medak from the amount of money that he paid what it was for, if the Chacham do not hold of the svar of a dam and deal? That's Taisus's kasha. And there's a very sad like a teretz from Reb Chaim over here in his Chidushim al Hashas, based on a diak he has in the Rambam. That Reb Chaim says like this. He says the whole nidin over here in this sugya over here in this Mishnah is a shaila and lashem ne'adam. What did the person mean when he sold it? Because the gavid is in yanim, we follow the lashem ne'adam. Does tzemen mean tzemen? Does it mean bakar? The shaila is what's pshat in the lashem. And when you have a shaila about the lashem, so there you have a machlekes rabbeinu chachamim where they say hadam medim or not. In other words, avada damim could potentially be a raya, but chacham hold you can't use damim medim to make a lashon into a lashon to touch up a lashon. Lagabi that, you can't use the dinam damim medim to define what this lashon meant. But when it's not a shine the lashon, it's a shine the kavana. What did the guy mean to do when he sold it? Then avada they're masking the damim medim. So lingmar b'makam it's a shine. What did he mean? Did he mean to sell a shor l'shchita, a shor l'charisha? So dam adim, about is a raya. But up here it's not a shayla what he meant. Doesn't make a difference what he meant. The shayla is what is the taisha of the words? What's pshat in these words? Is tzemed, does tzemed mean bakar? Does it not mean bakar? It's a shayla in touching up the lashon, creating a lashon. Legabe lashon, there is no din of dam adim. And that's why there would not be a din of dam adim of yalvi the chachamim. But whenever you're dining on machshav balma, then even the chachamim would be mightier that there would be a din of dam adim.